Now for our story. Tonight, Bill Meade had stopped for a quick bite in Wakefield and then hurried home to Bungalow B at the Wakefield Auto Court. As he walked through the early darkness of the winter night, Bill was pleasantly conscious of the brand new briefcase under his arm, filled with paperwork in connection with his new job at David Bowman's bank. Bill was frankly glad to be swamped with work. It filled his evenings, kept him mentally occupied. Otherwise, he went over and over the same well-worn path in his mind. The baby, the divorce, Kit, Peggy. He'd made his position quite clear to Kit. Had told her he intended to get a divorce if she refused to. And that he wanted custody of the baby son he believed to be his own son. There was nothing more he could do. He'd just have to turn the whole matter over to his attorney. Hope that this would have the effect of proving to Kit and Ben Calvert that he meant business. Bill has spread his papers out on a neat little desk he'd bought recently, turned on his desk lamp, and is just preparing to settle down to work when...
Good evening, Bill.
Oh, hello, Mr. Calvert.
Mind if I come in for a while?
Okay.
Well, I see you've made some changes since the last time I was here.
Yeah, I shifted a few things around. Added the bookcase and desk. I've been trying to get hold of a typewriter, but they're pretty scarce articles.
Oh, that's so. I'll have to look into it for you. I might be able to round one up for you.
No, thanks. Don't bother. I can manage all right if I have to.
Well, don't be like that, Bill. No harm in my helping out if I'm able to, you know.
No, thanks just the same, Mr. Calvert.
You're working hard, I see. Burning the midnight oil. Like your new job?
Sure, I like it fine.
You're handling the farm loans and investments for David Bowman, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must be interesting work. And necessary, too. Have to get the wheels going again, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me as if that job must be right up your alley.
I think I can handle it.
Of course, David has a lot of nerve, in a way.
I don't follow you. Nerve in what way?
Well, you know how these little communities are. Everybody knows everybody else's business.
Nothing particularly wrong with that, is there?
No, I suppose not. But it sometimes can be rather disadvantageous in a business way.
You're driving at something, Mr. Calvert. You might as well come out with it. I know you didn't come around to be friendly.
Oh, it's not too important. If David doesn't mind losing a few customers. But people around here are pretty strict about certain things. About marriage, parenthood. It wouldn't go over so well with them to be dealing with the man who abandoned his wife and child.
Oh, I get it now. Look, Mr. Calvert, you don't worry me at all. From what I know of Wakefield people, they're reasonable and they're fair. So if you're trying to hint that I'm to be blackballed for going ahead with a divorce from Kit...
You're still set on going ahead, are you?
Yes, I am. You didn't expect me to change, did you?
Well, you never know. There's always the hope that young people will come to their senses. I'm a lot older than you are, my boy.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Calvert, but I... I wish you wouldn't try to sound like a benevolent old philosopher or something. Frankly, it doesn't ring true.
You certainly insist on making things difficult, Bill. Of course, I'm willing to grant that occasionally there's a marriage in which two people just aren't suited each other. In which case, there's no percentage in trying to make it work, if you're sure it won't. But the point I'm making is this, Bill. Nothing's to be gained by vindictiveness, trying to hurt each other.
Well, I'll go along with you on that. But if you're referring to Kit and me, I don't see how you
Kit's
can...
Kit's awfully upset, Bill.
Well, sure. So am I, if it comes to that. Nevertheless,
and I think she's done her very best to see things your way.
You do? You really think that?
Certainly I do. But for you to come out and demand custody of the child on top of everything else she's gone through... Oh, Bill, that's just too much. Surely you're not serious about that, are you, Bill? You were...
You're wrong, Mr. Calvert. I'm very serious about wanting that child.
But that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. How in thunder do you think you'd take care of a baby that age, in this hole
now,
here?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Calvert. If you can't discuss this thing calmly, we'd better deal through our attorneys.
Look here, Bill. Let's be sensible.
Fine. Let's, by all means.
You've been talking about what you want, making all those demands. You haven't been willing to accept anything we've proposed up to now.
No. No, because none of the various suggestions you and Kid have made were worth a hoot. To me.
All right, then. How about this? After all, what you're after is a divorce, am I right?
Yes, I want a divorce.
Now, look. But Kid and I have talked the whole thing over, Bill. So far, her main interest, naturally, was trying to make a go of the marriage, hating to see it fail. But we have to be realistic. If it has failed, beyond hope, then we all might as well face it. Kit's willing to accept that now. She's willing to go away, get a quiet divorce somewhere, without a lot of fuss. Can all be taken care of smoothly and easily.
Well, that sounds fine so far. What's the catch?
Oh, why do you have to be so suspicious, Bill? There's no catch. You want your freedom, don't you?
Well, if you mean by that I want to get out of a marriage which was a mistake from the beginning, yes, I do.
Then that's all there is to it. This way we don't have to go through a lot of trouble in court, gossip, airing our soiled linen in public, so to speak.
Well, that would be a lot better. But I don't understand this change. I told Kit long ago I'd rather do it that way, and she gave me a definite no. Gosh, I've never wanted to make this thing any worse than it had to be.
No, of course you haven't. Well, then, let's consider that an agreement. Kit will give you a divorce, you'll be free again, and we'll all consider ourselves wiser by so much experience. What do you say?
Well, there's just one thing we haven't taken care of.
What's that, Bill?
It's very peculiar, but you haven't mentioned anything about the baby and all this friendly little setup. Now, what happens to the child?
Well, of course, Bill, it's perfectly natural that Kit would want to keep the child. Mother's feelings, you know.
A mother's feelings, yeah. So that's it. You've got this whole scheme cooked up so that I'll give up without a murmur and let you keep the baby.
But you can't really be serious with that crazy idea of yours. You can't actually mean you'd attempt to take that child away from his mother.
Why not?
Well, it's preposterous. Even aside from everything else, you, a single man with that infant, what do you know about children?
A lot more than you think. I know how important it is for my child to have decent ideals, to be taught tolerance, taught to have a feeling of responsibility toward the world he's going to live in.
And what makes you think you'd be a better teacher than Kit, than his own mother?
Mr. Calvert, I think we're just wasting each other's time.
I wouldn't say that. Look, Bill, you can't have everything. If Kit's willing to make a compromise, you should be able to.
You mean you want me to say that I won't attempt to get custody of my son?
I mean you should do the sensible thing, Bill. Think it over. I don't expect you to make a decision now. But remember, freedom is a pretty important thing at your age.
Sure, I know that.
After all, a baby would be a terrific responsibility. You know that as well as I do. Taking a young child like that away from his mother, it's pretty risky business, Bill. Well, I'll head for home now. You take your time. I'm pretty sure you'll decide sensibly for all concerned.
Good night, Mr. Calvert.
Remember, Bill, you're only young once.
After Ben had left, Bill reviewed his father-in-law's amazing performance, his hypocritical attempt to be friendly, understanding. Bill realized that, in a sense, Ben had offered him a bribe this evening. A quiet, uncontested divorce, his freedom, or the custody of his baby son. Thinking it over soberly, Bill realized it was a hard choice to make. For if he went ahead, there was always the possibility that he might not win custody of his son after all. And on the other side, to be free was very tempting. There was the possibility that he might somehow rebuild his life, might even recapture the love he'd once had with Peggy Douglas.